Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
My name's Liz. Hi, darling.
Hey.
How was your Christmas? Hello.
Christmas was good. I did most of the celebrating Christmas Eve, as you know, what our family does. And
yep.
But Christmas Day, I thought I was going to sleep in. I'm like, oh, yeah, but I have a show. So I thought after the show I'd maybe take a little nap. And then my brother sends me a text, and he's like, hey, we're going to make some pasta for lunch. You want to come over? And I thought, yeah, okay. It's usually when, like, we have a refrigerator full of food is when
right.
I end up having to go out, you know. Oh, let's come over to our house to eat. But okay.
Right.
I know. Can I bring some spare ribs to, you know, to go with
right.
that pasta? I don't know. So I went there, and it was just, you know, my brother and my sister-in-law and me, and we just sat. And I mean, I wasn't going to stay for, you know, however long, like 5 hours or whatever, but we did. We were just there catching up and just talking.
That's
it was really
so
nice.
Nice.
Yeah, and I brought, they had asked for some batik cloth. They like, had sent me a
mm-hmm.
message when they were seeing us in Indonesia.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, if you can pick up some batik cloth, that'd be great. And, you know, we'll pay you back. And, you know, whatever. Of course, when they sent this to me, we were on our last stop in Indonesia, which is Komodo Island, which is a national park. You know, I'm like, they're probably not going to have at their gift shop, whatever. There's not even a
right.
gift shop there. It's like a bunch of vendors. So it worked
right.
out well. You know, so I'm like, I have it. And I'd had it in my bag, but when I was on the way home, I was not really feeling well, so I wasn't going to be digging through my stuff. And I'm sure they don't want to get it from my diseased hands, you know. I've been coughing on it, but here, let me
right.
give you this package. So, you know, so I had, like, that and for them, and then they had some gifts for me. Like, so it was just, like,
aww.
A really, really low-key gift exchange sorts. But it was just really nice. And then one of my other friends, like, I've seen them a lot around the holidays. They're almost like my second family. My friend Namali and my friend Maj, I've known them since my freshman year of college. At least I've known Maj. She's one of my oldest friends. But their family loves me. So, like, yeah, you need to come over. So she was making a pork tenderloin. And, yeah, so I went over there and stayed until after midnight. You know, we had dinner and talked, and I did a little bit of reading for her mother, who always, like, wants to try to touch base with me. Like, okay, what's going on this year? Okay, let me tell you what's going on. So that was just a fun day. And then last night, bunch of our family got together. One of my cousins is in town. He's actually leaving today, but he now lives in Albuquerque.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, yeah. And today, or yesterday, was his 40th birthday. So he wanted everybody to come out to a Korean barbecue place
nice.
To celebrate. So we had 30 people.
Wow.
We had two tables. One was a table of 25 or something like that, you know, 24, and one was a table of 6. So I was on the table of 6. I'm like, that's good.
Right,
you know,
civilized.
You know, it all worked out well. It was me and my brother and sister-in-law and, you know, cousin, husband, and my uncle. So we were having a good old time. It was just much more low-key. But that was some good food.
Yeah, they know how to do that right.
Some really good food. I didn't think I was that hungry, but, you know. I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. So it was very family oriented. My cousin
nice.
From Albuquerque kept saying, "Yeah, you guys need to come out to
yes,
visit."
You do.
I said, "Oh, you do want to?" Had another cousin that was in town. So my cousin that went with us to Iceland that lives in Seattle. He was also in town for the holidays.
Oh
so
wow!
He was there. Yeah, so it was a big deal, you know, to see them. You know, we don't most of us have stayed here, obviously. So, but it was super nice to have that chance to even just for a few minutes. Obviously, we didn't sit at the table with the birthday boy, but afterwards, you know, as is the case, we were standing outside in the cold, you know, kind of not wanting to leave yet, but realizing we're going to have to go. We can't flood their front area with, you know, 30 people just milling about. But, you know, he was just telling me how he's doing, and he's a graphic designer as well. And it sounds like he's in a good space. So I was just very happy to see them. And my aunt went out with us, you know, so she got out of the house and
she needed
to hang out with
him.
Yeah. Got to hang out with at the big table. So that was good. So overall, it's been nice. I got to talk to my parents a couple of days in a row, and I think it was mostly the fun part of hanging out with my brother was realizing, you know, we were both kind of picking on this, like, oh yeah, you know, that's such a mom trait, you know, you know, like, or that's the mom, my mom's side of the family. There's, you know, the Bangalins are a certain vibe, and then my mom's side is a certain vibe, and I think it's funny that my brother is, you know, he kind of wanted, I'm sure he wanted other people there too, because with my mom's side of the family, it's just a small group. It gets smaller every year, it seems. Wow. And so he's not used to really spending a lot of time there. He's not used to hanging out with them. Because it's such a small group and there's a certain vibe from that family, I think he feels like he can't really say all the stuff he wants to say. He's, you know, he's incredibly liberal and going home. That's not usually what they talk about. And he kind of, I think he feels a little outnumbered and almost like he doesn't have the energy to do that.
No,
whereas normally,
no.
You know, like he's someone who's like, oh, you're Jehovah's Witness? Yeah, come on in. We'll talk about that. You know, sometimes he's up for it, but I think it's a combination of he doesn't want to be disrespectful, but he also,
it's draining
doesn't
too.
Doesn't feel like he can. Yeah, he can't really be involved in the conversation. And there's not like five other groups you can go to visit.
You're kind of there.
You know, they're all right there at the table. So I was laughing because I know exactly what it's like. And interestingly, you know, because I wouldn't say I'm closeted with that side of the family, but in a way, it's not like, you know. I think it would be a bigger deal because they tend to make those kinds of jokes. You know, it may border on that at times. Whereas with the Bangalins, it's like, you know, everyone's all cool about everything. And even if they're not going to tell you. Like, I don't even think it's that. I think it's more of, it's like an evolution for them because Anna has been out, you know, Anna's brought over, you know, there's a whole thing there. So it's not like they can, if they're going to be like, oh, I don't know about that. That's just never been that kind of atmosphere. But with my mom's side, you know, there's a proper way to do things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so even if part of it's just the culture, so you just don't talk about it. My aunt knows, my mom's younger sister, she knows. And I told her, you know, we talk a lot of spiritual stuff. And I remember telling her, and it was almost like a burden for her. She didn't know.
Right.
I was like, well,
please don't tell me. No. Shh, don't tell me.
Yeah. It's almost like, if you just hadn't told me, then I wouldn't have to keep this secret.
I don't have to hold it. Right.
I said, you can do it the way you want. I said, I'm just telling you because, you know, you're someone that, I can talk to about it, you know, and I said, but I don't mean it to be like, you don't have to hide. You don't have to protect me from anything. But you know, it's just been one of those, like you drop a bomb, and I kind of get that, but there's a part of me that's like, well, however you want to take it. I said, yeah, mom and dad know.
Right.
So you can talk with them if you need to, but otherwise, I said, this is just in the course of me relaying information about my life. So, you know, and there was definitely an awkwardness because I'm sure she didn't know how to receive it. And then it's like, well, how do you talk about it? And in that side of the family, you talk about it by not talking about it. that's how you deal with it. You just don't talk about it. So, I know that that's just a that's a different dynamic. And honestly, it's not like I've been dating someone like who around the holidays. Oh, let me bring over my girlfriend. It's never been that right. situation. And even the people
yeah.
who like that I the one person I had been dating, we were roommates anyway. And I think at one point, we had already broken up, but we were still living together, and that was all kinds of awkward because of that. But you know, she I think couldn't go home for the holidays, like just because of our work schedule. So she went home with me and my oldest aunt, my mom's oldest sister, who, you know, we don't know if she knows or not. I have a feeling she doesn't. But anyway, she like held both of our hands and said, you need to take care of each other. And we're looking at each other like, oh, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. In what context?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you know, we have been. We tried to, but.
We tried, it didn't quite work out, but I don't think we need to talk about that right now.
Right. So that's been the conversation I had with my brother was kind of interesting because I'm like, yeah, you had to kind of deal with it on your own. And there really wasn't anyone else that he could kind of lay off and be like, oh, let me just not, you know, let me just tell you, let me vent a little bit. So he kind of got into that, which I think is just hilarious. He was like, yeah, that's from our mom's side of the family.
Yeah.
That I gotta get this off my chest, and there's no filter here. And but I will say, and I see that we have a caller. I don't know who it is. It's our friend Jay. But I will say that our conversation with our family in general over the last few days has been excitement about going to the Philippines next year, in a year's time, for our reunion. So more and more of us are kind of getting on board. Like, well, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And we'll see how the details really, you know, pan out. But we're assuming it'll be like a day or two of a reunion, and then the rest of the time we're going to be tourists. Like we're gonna do all the sightseeing and
you were,
you know, I've got,
you hadn't been there in a long, long time, right?
It's been since 2005.
Wow.
And I was fine not ever going back.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, that's good.
But you're a different person now. It should be very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's because it's been that long, and I'm like, yeah, I think I want to have a different experience.
Yeah,
you
want to
go
back
was.
To the motherland and just
right.
fresh eyes. That's
right.
good. You're a totally
yeah.
different person now.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So cool. It's been a nice few days. It's been a different perspective because I haven't had my parents there. Like, we don't have them hanging out with us right now. And it's just all been my dad's side of the family. So it's been pretty easy going, actually.
Yeah, good.
It's been a lot of fun.
And that's what we want. All right. So let's take our call.
All right. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Lisa.
Hello.
Morning, Liz.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you. Because there's just no other option. Done. That's it.
I was surprised to hear you on Christmas Day. So I'm like, wow, that's sort of. I was really surprised. Anyhow, I thought you usually take. Wow, ever since I've been listening to, you usually take that day off, don't you?
Well, it depends when it falls on a Tuesday or a Thursday. We must have done a show before Christmas. I think if we were scheduled to do a show, we've done it. New Year's Day, we've done it. Thanksgiving, we've done it.
We usually always do it on Thanksgiving, yeah, because Thanksgiving is always on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, on Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we almost always do it on Thanksgiving. So I think she and I had talked, and we were thinking, well, you know, yeah, we could do. If we do, sometimes we'll change it to a later time.
Well,
you know,
New Year's,
maybe
we decided.
So next week for New Year's Day, well, it'll be an hour later. So, yeah, but we sometimes surprise ourselves.
Is that the next show, New Year's Day?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phew. That is insane. Yeah, and how amazing, because it was Christmas, and I do this every time it's a freaking holiday, and we have a show scheduled. And I say, well, great, we'll get a chance to catch up, we'll talk, it's going to be easy. And then every time, I don't know why I don't change my story with this, but every time, and we really were needed.
Yeah.
We had, I think it was three, not including you, Jay, but it was three callers back to back, and then we had Jay at the
with
the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were some serious issues, questions, concerns. So, and it was incredible. What was her name? Was it Mindy, the one who has the business in England? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible that so much energy came in and so much information came in that didn't make sense to me, because it never does. I just write it down. And then to unpack that with her was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole and our
Jackie.
Other caller, Jackie, right. We really had our sleeves rolled up. But that just totally supported that we've had an audience from the very beginning. Like, I think that the very first show we started getting calls, years and years and years ago, right? I think so.
I seem to remember being surprised. I'm like, how did you get this number?
I'm like, excuse me, have we met? Right. How do we meet? Oh, well, you scrolled on a cocktail napkin. I did? Right. Yeah, so... That's why we're going to do a show New Year's Day, even if we don't get any – here I go again. Even if we don't get any callers, it doesn't matter. It's like we're here. Sometimes that's enough just to be there.
Right.
Or just so the listeners know that we're there. So that was remarkable. Yeah, anyway. So, Jay, we didn't have much time except to give you a message – when you had called in, because Christmas was so
busy. It was too late.
Busy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you don't have to say sorry. So what would you like to share with us, update us, whatever you want to do?
Not too much. I mean, I didn't do anything for Christmas, basically. I didn't have anywhere to go. I'm more of a celebration of New Year's, so I'll definitely go somewhere
right.
for New Year's. And I was going to go see talk to my dad for half an hour.
Oh.
I did send him a Christmas card, like a express Christmas card, but he didn't get it in time because he didn't check his mail, so he may have checked it yesterday. Yeah, he's getting older, you know. So, and I didn't have it. I was going to go down there today, actually, but he doesn't want me to, so I'll maybe do it in springtime. So,
how far is he from in relationship to you, like in terms of location?
Well, it's about a six-hour drive, six-hour drive south. Yeah, so it's a long drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the spring's around the corner. I'm sure it's very cold over there this time of year.
Yeah, right now.
You just broke up. What, honey? Mm-hmm. He's breaking up. I don't know why. Can't hear him.
Yeah, Jay. Yeah, you're still kind of in and out, so we
don't. Yeah,
we're not sure.
Oh, I'll.
Okay. Now, so now you're talking. Just keep talking. Let's see.
Okay. So yeah. My dad said don't come down there, so I'll go down there, and what I'll do is maybe see him in springtime because I gotta go. See what's happening down there as a result of my mother's passing about a year ago. So,
right.
And I'll just see what the aftermath is like, family dynamics and things. And but I'll phone them on a regular basis.
That's good.
And yeah, and not, like I said, not too much. So I'm looking forward to the new year that's coming up.
Please.
Just because it was a really it was a wicked year for myself. For everybody. Oh, yeah,
preach.
You want to go there. Yes.
We can only go up from here.
That's interesting.
We can only go up from here, just given the circumstances of life, the narrative that's been unfolding the past several years. We can only go up from here. And that's just a matter of intention, attitude, being conscious of judgment so you can neutralize it and release it. Be humbled by your powerlessness, which does not mean a passive victim role, but it's really tempering the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And just to really surrender and we're not here to get anyone's approval, but our own.
It seems like now I just feel really lonely right now. So just because of strained, relationship with my sister and things. But it was just a lonely Christmas this time. Probably because of a lot of loss this year. So
yes, of course. Mm. How could it not be?
Yeah.
And also too, it's honoring, your body and all your bodies, your etheric body, physical body, spiritual body. There's a cellular memory, and the fact that you're going on the first year. When did your mom pass? It was around this time of year, right?
That was in April this year.
Yeah, so it's still very fresh. It's not even a year. So right there.
Yeah.
Right there. So although it felt lonely, or the perception of it feeling lonely, it kind of had to play itself out this way during this time for yourself. It's almost like to build up your reserves, so to speak. And and spring will be very symbolic. And it's interesting because your mom passed in early spring last year.
Yeah.
So, it will be a very full circle moment. And were you and your sister close previously? Is this a sister who lives in Georgia?
Yep, she lives in Atlanta, actually.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
So when did the relationship start to shift into feeling strained?
Probably during the my mother's, when we found out it was second. It was actually a strained almost right after, because they were planning stuff like around me. They didn't involve me in the planning process of the operation and other stuff.
Right.
It was just their own thing. So,
well, it's interesting because we had one of our listeners, Nicole, went through something and still kind of going through. Mother passed away suddenly. She actually called us on Christmas. And but prior to that, when her mother was sick, she didn't share the information that her mother was in the hospital. I guess I don't remember. She was rushed to the ER, but she didn't share that information. She didn't disclose that right away to her siblings. And there was a lot of resentment. There was a lot of resentment. And she's the oldest. And I said, well, right there, you're in that. It doesn't matter how old you guys are, that you're in that dynamic. And is your sister the older sister or younger?
Younger sister.
Right. So in that, what I'm getting, Jay, is that she kind of wanted to feel that there was something that was just hers. As irrational as that might seem. Also, I don't know what her experience was with your mother, but I remember just you calling us over the years, that the relationship with your mom had been kind of strained at times, right?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of communication. So it's all this unfinished business. And it's almost like you guys don't know what to do with that. And there's a sense of powerlessness. But if it's just, if it's, so the only family left, is it your sister and your father?
Yeah, just my sister and my father, yeah.
Right. So if you put yourself into another dimension of forgiveness, which is surrender. Sometimes forgiveness is a lot of work, or it has the illusion of a lot of work, or we're not ready to do that yet, or we do that, or we think we've done it, but then it backfires, and then like the wounds really don't get a chance to fully heal because they get reopened again. And I certainly can speak from my own experience of just wounds just screaming to be left alone so that they can heal already, as opposed to being reactivated by constant trauma, which really describes 2018. Like, how much trauma am I going to have to deal with on a constant basis? Like, enough already. So to cope and to process all of that, I've been practicing surrender so that I'm not burdened with forgiveness.
Mm.
You know, it really is the same thing, different name, same truth. It really is the same thing. And I know the whole nature of forgiveness is like you're not doing it for the other person, you're doing it for yourself. But there's something about the vibe of surrendering that feels more holistic and inclusive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So also, regardless of how you guys feel about each other today, at the end of the day, you're all that's left. So if you can just surrender to seeking the peace that comes with surrender, and basically, I would imagine that it really should not have been energetically a competition for your mother's attention. But there is an element, I'm not saying where it's coming from, but there is an element of competition or a little bit of ego. Mm. And I think maybe a little bit more from you're more hurt. And she's, and what I'm getting from her is that you're more hurt, she's wounded because of just feeling like she never quite was good enough. So, of course, she's going to take that out on you. So there's a lot of blocked energy. Don't know how spiritual her perspective is. And it's tough if it's not as part of your lifestyle. Like, it's really part of your lifestyle. I'm guessing that it's not so much with her.
With my sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is still true.
Right. Yeah, I can feel that. So, and you as the older brother, right, it's like, okay, just surrender so that she could find her way.
Mm.
So that's my message without even going on the database, but that's what I'm getting from what yeah, I don't need to. And I'll just see, Elisa, you just want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I'm just feeling all that, Jay. I mean, I know it brings to mind within my own family. Carol was just talking about, oh, you know, my extended family on my dad's side, we're all super close, at least pretty close, comparatively speaking. And meanwhile, my immediate family, you know, over the years, there's been some definite ups and downs, and there's one sibling that has sort of estranged himself from the family. He just sort of decided, I'm not going to be in contact at all. So that's been at least, you know, what, three, four years?
At least, yeah.
And so definitely around the holidays, that's, it comes up because I know my parents especially would love to have everybody together. And it definitely had changed the dynamics with me and my other brother. So for a long time, we could all live in the same house, but we wouldn't talk to each other. the dynamics can shift when everything else shifts. I mean, something's going to happen, whether it's someone's passing, someone deciding they don't want to be part of the family anymore. And so what I was trying to tap into was when you were talking about just feeling lonely and also not knowing like how to even have this conversation with your sister. Like we don't even know how to get in touch with my brother directly. Mm-hmm. You know, we have friends or acquaintances. We have one cousin that sometimes hears from him, but I mean, I don't know how they communicate. But then just that dynamic between me and the next brother, the middle brother, where it was definitely strained. There was a lot of ego involved on both sides. And now, like for him, he ended up, he was dating someone and they ended up getting married. And I think she's really good for him, because it kind of settles him down a little bit. And he's made a lot of effort to, you know, get his family back involved, whereas he would normally he just stay very busy with work, and that's his crutch. Is like, I know I'm really good at my job, so I'll just do this, and that's my level, my area of control. But the emotional stuff, even though he is emotional, but it's almost like it just takes too much out of him to do it. But he's really made the effort, and I think because he's had the support of his wife. Who, by the way, is a Taurus. So,
hello.
You know, so for you know whatever reason it works out, but it took a little bit of time, and it took a bit of, well, let's not talk about it. He almost wanted to. I mean, I think he had texted me earlier on. This was a couple years ago, to say, you know, why don't you come over? Mom and Dad are coming over, and I want them to meet my wife. Or my girlfriend at the time. It was very important for him, but he also wanted me to be involved in that. And he said, let's just put the past in the past. And I'm like, all right. You know, if it takes a big person to at least even put that out there. So I'm like, yeah, I'll work with you on that. So that was really good. I mean, you know, there's still certain things we don't really, you know, get into, in part because we almost don't feel like there's a need to, although we were sort of close to that when we were having some of our discussions on Christmas Day. It was about my other brother, and he's still, so with that relationship, there's still a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. And so my brother still needed to get a lot of stuff off his chest, or he's still at least carrying some of it around. So it was interesting to sit with that and realize, yeah, you know, he's still trying to heal. And, and it's something that as a pattern within our family, particularly on my mom's side and with my mom, of holding on to stuff, holding on to all these past grievances and like cataloging them. So in every, you know, excruciating detail, she knew exactly, you know, what had happened from her point of view, how she was done wrong and all that stuff. And so my brother has sort of tapped into that too. And I'm like, no, I can do that. So it's been very interesting to see it from a somewhat, you know, neutral space, because I didn't bring it up. I was like, oh, okay. But the dynamics have shifted a little bit more and a little bit more. So I don't want to say it's just the passage of time, because time is kind of irrelevant. But a lot of stuff happens between one point and the next. And I think at different points along the way, I had to make this decision for myself to to make peace with, like, make peace with the brother who's estranged. And in a way I did, just with my last email to him. And I think even the last time I saw him, it was like, I wasn't going to go in, you know, but let me get in your face about all this and all the stuff I've been wanting to tell you, all the stuff I needed to tell him, all the important stuff I'd already said to him or in some way or another. And mostly, and even my other brother was like, you know, I want him to be happy. I want him to be healthy and to do well. You know, he doesn't wish anything bad on him because he's already doing it on his own. You know, I guess,
right.
Like, that's all taken care of. He's ultimately hoping, like all of us, that he can snap out of that cycle. But we just, you know, he doesn't want our help on that. Not directly, at least. So, but making peace with certain things. And so in a way, because, you know, I kind of treat my oldest brother where this is what it would be like if he had passed. You know, like there's no, I don't know how to get in touch with him. You know, in a way, in that sense of physically, he is not around.
Right.
For me to get in contact with him. There's not even, you know, like we could maybe guess at some areas where he could be in, but it's just not, there's not areas we hang out with. You know, we don't hang out in those places, and it's not like, oh, I casually am going to hang out in the bar for a few hours or all day and to see if he shows up.
Oh my God.
But for me, and again, it's like in the theory of things, but in the practice of things, we'll see what happens. But, you know, should anything happen with him, you know, did I do what I felt like I could, all I could do? And did I, you know, try to convey everything I could convey? Yeah, I do.
Good.
So like, but the rest of it is it's always going to be on him, whatever he does. But, you know, how it plays out is how it plays out. And there are times throughout these years where, you know, we think about him and I think about him and I just send a little prayer out to him. I mean, energy to energy. So I'd rather it be one where we're sending him good things and good vibrations and good thoughts. Versus, here he is, you know, breaking my parents' heart again, not showing up, or, you know, not telling anybody. You know, it doesn't serve any good purpose other than perpetuate that bad feeling. So a lot of the work that I know I can do, I feel like I've done, or I will do when it comes to just thinking about him, and putting it in a place where I can let it settle. And so should I see him, it'll be like, you know, hey, it won't be like, oh, there he is. You know,
yeah.
Man,
no.
He show his face. It won't be that.
Right.
Right. So, you know, I think we have to deal with that, you know, regardless, you know, with any of our relationships, whether it's, you know, someone you were dating and you broke up and, you know, you may or may not be able to have whatever closure you think you need in a face-to-face confrontation or conversation. Sometimes it's not really a conversation. It's more, starts off as a confrontation. But, I've just had to be at peace with what have I put out there and how have I expressed myself. And it's not perfect. Certainly it isn't. Interestingly enough, it's easier to do that with people you don't see very often versus people you live with all the time.
all day.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's always adjustments to be made, but I feel what you're going through, and because we know how spiritual you are and the work that you will do on your own. It's never really done in a vacuum, even if you think you're just doing your own work, you know, just for you, the self-work, inner work. It always expands out. So even in those indirect ways, you making peace within yourself helps with the next interaction you have with your sister or your father or even your mother on the other side. But it is something where you have to go through that and kind of feel what you're feeling, whatever it is, all the things you're feeling, and just let it run through you, and then at a moment's notice, you can maybe, like, you know, you can call in on this show or listen to some other shows or talk to somebody else and realize, you know, the bigger picture is just because they're showing me this. They're showing me like someone who's turning away from you. That's just the one side that you're seeing from your perspective. But they're still there. Hmm. It's just, you know, you're only seeing the one side for right now. And it may be that you have to walk all the way around without them noticing to see the other side. You know, so things have to work in a certain way. It's like me, you know, freaking out about not seeing the moon on a new moon because it's a new moon. It's just like, well, that's just how it is. You know, the light isn't shining there right now, so you don't get to see the moon. But it's still there. So the word illusion that Liz used is very appropriate, because a lot of things we think we see, we interpret it very differently from maybe seeing it from another perspective. But it's still there. It's still, you know, the object, whatever it is, but how we see it, what we attach to it, and the meaning behind it, and it can be very, very different. But all that is always changing. So I hope, you know, for you, not just waiting for the new year, but just at any given time, like right now, that there is this sense of peace within you, because you are so much more powerful than you are even aware of. But I think you do know that there are things that you can do just for you that will have that ripple effect. And there's a grace in receiving that when you finally do receive it, when you do have the opportunity to have that mystery work out in action. That inner peace can really work wonders in unexpected ways. And it could just be in the smallest thing. It could be a text that you get that you were not expecting. Like I wasn't expecting a text or an invitation a couple of years ago from my brother.
Oh God, no.
You know, and realizing, okay, well, who am I to say he hasn't done his own work? Because obviously, he's trying to do something here. And I didn't feel underhanded about it. It wasn't like, oh, it's a trap, you know, an intervention. It was just, you know, he really wanted this to work out. And I, you know, I can be petty, but not that petty. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to tell your girlfriend all the dirt on you. I wasn't going to do that. So I'm like, yeah, I do want you to be happy, and you're much better with this person. So yeah, we want to encourage that. So it's been an interesting turn of events, and every turn has been interesting, and we don't always know how it's going to pan out. I tend to be more optimistic because I'm like, well, you know, everyone else always assumes the worst, but why, you know, that just doesn't seem like a very heavy way of living. It can be very protective, but that's even a shield can weigh heavy after a while. So seeing the probably the best opportunity or at least a brighter opportunity, that's where you bring that light. That's where you at least look for the light. You know, you shed some light, look for the light, and a lot of times you'll connect up with that because you're sort of expecting it. You're looking for it. And that's really the best we can do. And just being in that mindset to receive it when it happens. So I know you're always going to be fine and supported and loved, and you're never really alone, never truly alone. But sometimes you have to feel what you think of as that distancing or isolation to kind of break through it and realize, you know, that's maybe just me needing some time for myself, but I can always step outside and connect, or at least acknowledge the connection that's always there. But just, you know, you don't want to feel it for right now for whatever reason. But you're going to be, you know, you are good right now, and you will be fine. And you don't even have to wait a few days for the new year. You know, we can start today.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, much wisdom shared for everybody listening to this. Thanks, you both.
Yeah, and download this show and hold on to it. So.
Yeah, this is a great one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, hold on to it and play it and... yeah, it's swap out the vibe of loneliness to solitude and forgiveness to surrender.
Mm.
Okay? And all is well.
Yeah, all is well.
All is well. Mm. Hang the hang the hell in there, honey.
You too, eh?
Yeah.
What else are we gonna
yeah.
do? What else are we gonna do? We're still here. What else are we gonna do? So, there we go.
Well, it's all good right. to catch up with you, Jay. We do have a couple more callers in the queue, but yeah,
I'll
glad, you, glad you were able to call in early. Yeah, yeah.
No, thank you. I'll catch you on the first then. For a message
yeah,
for the
let, let's see how sharp we're going to be that day. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, we're starting an hour later, which is going to be good for you because it won't be as brutally early for you as it normally is with the time difference. So that's we're starting at 9:30 U.S. Eastern time. Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
On New Year's Day.
7:30 this time. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, honey.
All right.
Until then.
All right. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Love
yep.
you, too.
Bye, darling.
All right. Let's move on to our next call. It's area code 267. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. My name's Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
I just I'm at work, and I just turned it on. I was listening to the whole thing. Wow, that was really neat. I have wanted to ask you, I don't know if this pertains to what you're talking about or anything, but I don't know if you heard it, but I've been, like, calling a lot, you know, asking people's advice. I was with someone for a long time, about 8 years, and it was kind of off and on, and we never had lived together. And I guess right now, I just, for some reason, before the new year, I just want that clarity. I sit down, I've talked to him, but from what I get from some different, he's just, you know, a liar and, you know, just wants to have his cake and eat it too and all that. But we had a pretty good relationship. He was very good to me, very nice. And then he did something. He went to his country, came back with these fiance papers. Anyway, there was mistrust, and it was over with. And you know, and I kept, you know, bringing it up. But long story short, the ending of it, we had got along great, and it seemed like he was really trying. He was doing very nice stuff for me, and then I started thinking, oh, is this just to his advantage? Like, is he after something? Or I don't know. My mistrust kind of went. So we went to Atlantic City Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
and the day after we went home, he went to his apartment, I went to my house, and I was calling him for a month, didn't get a hold of him. I thought, well, I better go see, you know, so I went, and his neighbor said he moved out, and his girlfriend was with him, and I never knew, but found out, like, for the past, since May, I've been, you know, of course, trying to find out. And, you know, he is living with someone. And then I've met up with him a couple times because he kept feeding me stories. I don't know. We're supposed to just wait till May when we get the house up the mountains. We're going to move in. This is, you know, we just got an apartment together just to pay half, and it works out better. I don't know. What do you see in this?
Well, I see that, first of all, I think we spoke with you a while back, but I'm not sure if you're a first-time caller with us.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I would say I just want to ask for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, and I've been sort of doing that. Now, I pick up on people's energy, and things don't make sense to me. I just write them down. And as you were talking, I wrote down the word hair. What is the significance of hair?
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That I don't know. He's bald. My hair, I've always got my hair done, and I don't know.
Okay, so just file that. because whatever comes in may not be the literal response to your question, because source doesn't work that way. It's just whatever energy that I'm picking up. You also talked about mistrust. That really means that there's a lack of trust and that that's missing in this relationship. And my question to you, Donna, is you're asking us what do we pick up, but I want to know why is that question so important when clearly you are at the bottom of the pile of all this. You're not a priority here.
Right.
I don't care what the story, right? I don't care what the story is. You're not a priority here, and if you are investing more in making sense of these stories, and there's another party involved, another female, why would you even want to? It's like you're in a fancy restaurant, and you're in the ladies' room, and you want to use the broken toilet. That's disgusting. And you want to cut through that tape and use that. Why? When there's other perfectly beautiful, clean, hygienically appealing stalls to use. And now, I don't know why that image came up, but again, when I'm picking up on people's energy, what comes in, I just share.
And what was that?
What I'm saying is, if you were in a fancy restaurant, right?
Yes.
Just listen, because I'm using a metaphor. It's as if you went to the beautiful fancy bathroom, but you wanted to use the stall that was out of order, that was broken
right.
and disgusting with other people's crap. Do you follow what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of other people's stuff.
Yes.
Waste. Do you follow it? And I'm saying this because from picking up on your energy, this is a metaphor that you will understand. So I'm being led to describe it in this way.
Okay.
Where you have choices. There are stalls that don't have caution tape on it, that don't have the remains of other people's excrement, but you're choosing to use the stall that's out of order. There's something out of order here. Do you follow what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
So why is this question so important to you when you are not a priority in this crap?
Right. I don't know. I guess because there was a house we were supposed to move to. It also
yeah, but
so
you know what?
Nice.
Let's talk about the story, sweetheart.
Right.
Okay, because in the story, we're going to try to shape it in a way that's going to make sense. This will never make sense. And this is about your self-worth and you being enough. And you have been the experience of being treated well. So he's not the only person on this planet capable of treating you well sometimes. It's not for a glimpse of being treated well once in a while. This isn't worth it. And there's another party involved.
Right.
Why do you want to take that on? So why should this matter? You matter. Why should this matter? This sounds shady. This sounds
yeah.
shady. This sounds duplicitous. This sounds almost like a con. I don't know. It doesn't feel right. Energetically, it doesn't feel right. So my question to you is, why is this important? You're more important than this question.
That's funny because I know all this. I do. And,
but it's a lack of willingness. I'm going to cut you off because it's a lack of willingness, okay? So you can know that, but you're choosing not to go through to the other side. Dare you risk feeling that there's not a man in your life? You got to be in relationship with yourself. Trust me, I
yeah.
know. I just got divorced after 150 years. And I like the person that I'm getting to know, which is myself. And she's enough right now. Swap out, like I said to Jay, swap out lonely for solitude. This is an opportunity for growth, but you're resisting, that you'd rather go into dealing with other people's excrement than to look at that you have a lot to offer, but you're choosing not to see that within yourself, that you think it has to be in association with another person. Now, another person can enhance that, but not at the price of something you can't trust. There is a lack of trust. You use the word mistrust. So why would you want to go back to that? It's like if you touch the hot stove, ouch, you have to keep burning your hand. So it's that willingness. You don't need closure. You need wholeness within yourself. To trust source, whatever, if you believe in the angels, if you believe in the Mother Mary, whatever it is, it's time to go back to that. And it's weird how the word hair came in even before I knew any of these details. Have you worn your hair the same way for many, many years?
Yes. Well, not to get back to him, but I've always done my hair has always been my a big thing to me. And
your selling point, thank you, right?
He always liked my hair.
Thank you. So thank you. So now we know why hair. So you do know why I said it, right? Because here
yeah,
it is.
Yes.
Okay.
I felt really weird saying it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why? Listen, don't do that to us because we're working hard on the show. So don't feel weird because we've heard it all, honey. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Don't do that because that really is a little unfair to us. I'm not mad. I'm just showing you something because growth
right,
is uncomfortable.
I wasn't sure.
But I'm not sure either, but it doesn't matter. I trust. I don't know you from a can of paint, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say
right.
hair because I trust source. Trust that source self within you. And I would suggest, and this would be a huge challenge for you, change your hairstyle.
Okay.
Change your hairstyle. I'm going to turn this over to Elisa. But really remember, next time you're unsure and you're calling like a show like this, really rethink that. Because we're working hard to pick up on your energy. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Elisa.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Donna, she's got so many things that she picked up on you and for you. And all of it really boils down to putting yourself in this priority. You've got to be the priority, not molding yourself to make sure he notices you, maybe on the off chance that he may see you once in a blue moon. You've got to put yourself first. And I think this show is helpful. This call is helpful because we're kind of calling you out on some stuff. But we're doing it in a way because we don't know you and we don't know the whole situation. We don't need to know all the stories. But, yeah, when there's not any trust, that means you're working extra hard for all of it. When there's not a reason to put that kind of effort into it for somebody else who's not ever going to reciprocate to any kind of degree where you can fully trust it. But you know you can trust. You can trust yourself. You've got to be able to trust yourself, to be able to speak for yourself, to express yourself, to know that you can attract something so much better for yourself. Something that you can trust. It's going to take some time if you've been in a long-term kind of on again, off again relationship. I mean, I really hope, one, you can download this show so you can listen to your portion of it, or even the stuff before that. All that is good too, obviously. But listen to, you know, the way you're saying things and where, you know, from what point of view that is from, where you're really coming from with that. And in the beginning, it's this feeling of confusion and a little bit of desperation, like, well, I don't know what's going on. But, you know, if you really pause for a moment, you kind of do know what's going on. And the only thing you have control over is yourself. So you can choose so many better things for yourself, and you have to allow it. And that just takes practice. honestly, it takes practice. Because when you're not used to putting yourself first, and you feel guilty when you do, and that just adds a whole other layer of stuff that you just, at some point you have to go through. But you're so worth it. You're so worth it. I mean, you're describing a situation. You're trying to catch smoke. You know, let me just try to catch all the. It's never going to go through. It'll never stick with you. It'll always just dissipate because it's not completely all there. No, it's in a different form. But you, oh my gosh, just so many things that you're going for. I think even something as simple but important as changing your hairstyle, you know, for you, to update you. And I honestly think, you know, when you get into haircuts and styles, I mean, you're getting rid of some of the dead weight, but you're also recreating yourself. And it's through your own eyes. Like, what feels good for me? And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people will do it. Oh, you know, my boyfriend likes this or my girlfriend likes this. But, you know, that's your hair. Like, it's you. It's your body. And it's your heart. As you're discovering and rediscovering all these wonderful things about you, it doesn't matter who else is around you. You have to be able to appreciate it. You have to see it and love it and, you know, love you. And that's going to be the biggest gift for you, whether it's on Christmas Day or whether it's for the New Year, any day, today. That's going to be your biggest gift. It's kind of uncovering all the stuff that for whatever reason you took in from someone else telling you, and maybe not directly, but in other ways, well, that's not good enough unless you do this for me. And then there'll be another hoop you have to jump through, and then another hoop. And all of a sudden, you're doing all these different tricks, and you're tired, but then you still also don't know if you're going to get the next recognition. It's not a life to live like that. You have so much more to offer, and you can surround yourself with so much better things and people and situations, and you have to believe that can be done. And you're not doing it alone, but it has to start with you. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how many people and situations you can attract to yourself that will reinforce that idea that you've always been good enough all along, and all you had to do was show up and be present and share and be vulnerable, because you can be vulnerable in a safe space with people who aren't going to drop you or abandon you, you know, or play a game with you that you didn't even know you were playing a game. You didn't even know the rules of those games. You're just kind of making it up as you go along. You're worth so much more than that. And I hope you, at some point, you can download the show and you can listen to it, maybe as a starting point. But keep us posted, because
I'm sorry, but the hair thing, like, I when she said that, I'm thinking, I was just trying to think, okay, what does that have to do with? And then I'm thinking, but yeah, I always did my hair a certain way, mm-hmm. and I felt like that's the only way I could be presentable, is if it was that this one way.
So you've got an opening. Please be willing to take it and build upon it. It's for you. You can call as many shows as you want, but there's always an opening. And you have to receive it. And then take some action on it and understand why you're doing it for you, not for somebody else, but you're doing it for you, and see how many other opportunities open up because of that. That's the power in doing the work for yourself, not dependent on somebody else that you may or may not be able to trust. Obviously, in this case, you can't trust. This is not there. You should be able to trust yourself.
So meaning I should change it and try something new?
You should. That's a start. And you need to go deeper than that, so that anything that you do, it's for you. It's not for somebody else. It's not to get somebody else's attention. It's to get your attention. This call is to get your attention.
Right. And on that note, we're over time. So we're going to have to close out the show, and we wish you the best.
Okay, and thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same
Happy
to
New
you.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about not searching without, but searching within. And having that leap of faith and that trust. Life needs to be trusted. our experience as it unfolds as unpleasant as it can be. And trust me, it's been a really painful year. The past 3 years, but this year was the most pain I've ever felt in my life, and I've been through some. Never thought I would feel more pain than I have this past year. But I trust that I'm letting the light do the work, burning off the darkness so that my greatest days are upon me. And it's not cute. Trust life. Trust yourself. And interesting, because early, when she was just on the first 10 seconds, I wrote down the word hair. Didn't even question it.
Wow.
And I remember, you know, we've done this show for several years now, quite a few years now. And I remember early on, I would hesitate to write things down. Now, I don't think twice.
You got it, yeah.
I surrender. I don't even think twice. I'm like, explain this to me, because I have no idea. That's it. And that's trust.
Yeah.
That's trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. Again, boy, our shows have been so interesting lately. My goodness.
They've been really good. Yeah.
Woo! So, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this show is going to be scheduled at a special time, New Year's Day. So Tuesday, January 1st, 2019. Isn't that weird? 2019, our New Year's Day special. I don't even know why I say that, because I always make it up. Our New Year's Day special, like we plan it and we don't. New Year's Day special. Our special time will be an hour later than usual. It will be scheduled for 9:30 a.m. United States Eastern Standard Time. And as always, let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Thank you for a great show, guys. Love you.
Wonderful. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.